I'm about to enter an enclosure with the most ferocious marsupial on the planet. And even though these devils have been raised by humans, I will need to approach them with extreme care. Armed with one of the most powerful bite forces on the planet, the Tasmanian devil's jaws can easily crush bone. So a bite would result in serious injury.
Hey, big girl, I see your nose. You gonna come out?
Hi, Phoenix. Now, is she imprinted on you, basically? You kind of her devil mom in a certain sense at this point?
Not on me, so I didn't hand her these two. One of our other staff did, but she gets along quite well with me. Mm-hmm. Phantom doesn't. I don't think he likes men, to be honest. Mm. I think Phantom's got a bit of a mummy issue. Let's see. Hey, Boof, don't you bite me, hey?
That's a handful right there.
Settle.
The sounds are just incredible that they make, and that's not any sound that indicates injury. It's just a warning. This is one of the most quintessential elements of the Tasmanian devil, is that sound. It's incredible how loud they are and how intimidating that is. So you can imagine if any potential predator came into the environment and they saw that set of teeth and that noise, you immediately would run in the opposite direction. Okay, let's see what happens. Here I come. I'm a little nervous about this, so you're saying just kind of grab onto the body?
Yeah, just pick her up nice and gently.
You sure about this?
We'll see how she reacts.
I'm gonna pick you up, okay? Let me see what happens. Let's see. Let's
see. One fluid motion. There you go.
I got her. Okay, I'm gonna bring you in tight for a squeeze. Oh, there we go. You are so soft. There it is. Holding a Tasmanian devil. All right, let's crouch down. They really like to feel as if they are tucked in. So you can see I'm just holding on to her backside here. And look at that adorable little face. How adorable is that creature? Those long whiskers, and you don't even realize how long the whiskers are until you get right up in the nose of that animal. Well, Max, at this point, I would definitely say we have discovered a softer side of the Tasmanian devil. But when it comes to feeding frenzies, things are going to get a little more ferocious, aren't they?
Definitely.
Well, I think I'm ready to get into the enclosure for feeding time. All right, Phoenix, thanks for being such a cute devil. All right, Max, so we have stopped in this clearing. What's the next play?
So once a week, we go through and we collect all the bones and old skeletons from all the previous feeds. So basically, if you just head out in all these long grasses, you'll find all these large bones. And if you want to go grab them and chuck them in the back of the ute, that way we can take them off site.
Okay. What are you going to do?
I'm going to just chill here and watch my intern work.
All right, more cleaning up after the devils. Let's do this. Oh, yes, check that out. Legs. It's like a crime scene. So you may be wondering to yourself, why have the devils not eaten all of the bones? These bigger, thicker ones, oftentimes they will leave behind, but anything that's cartilage-based or smaller bones, most of the time they will chomp apart and actually eat the bone and the marrow. But considering the fact they're fed every day, sometimes they just wait for the good stuff to show up.
My day as a Devil Arc intern has been educational. And by getting hands-on, I've learned that despite its spasmodic reputation throughout history, the Tasmanian devil actually has a softer, and dare I say, cuddly side. But as I load buckets of fresh meat, I realize that I'm about to witness the true ferociousness of these ravenous carnivores. This is the ultimate encounter I have been waiting for, but nothing can truly prepare you for entering a Tasmanian devil feeding frenzy.
I have gone through all the training to become an intern here today at the Devil Arc, and my big reward is entering an enclosure with a bunch of very hungry devils. And as you can hear, the hunger cries have begun. All right, so Max, we have about 30 pounds worth of meat right there, but what's gonna happen when I go through the gate?
Look, as soon as you go through the gate, have this out first. Anytime a devil approaches you, you need to put the food in their face so they bite onto that and not your legs. I'll watch your back, but if they do come around your back, just swing it around and make sure that that is the first piece of thing that they can possibly bite.
Okay.
And what happens if one grabs onto my arm?
Well, don't let them do that.
I'm a little nervous. Here we go. This is gonna be intense. Okay, ready? One, two. Dinner served, boys and girls. Come on behind me, come on behind me. Whoa! Oh, watch my legs! Getting too close, too close! Look at that power! Total Tasmanian devil feeding frenzy! And I am right in the middle of it. Ha, quite a stark difference between the cuteness we saw earlier and this aggression towards having a meal. Oh, don't you bite my foot, don't you bite my foot! Okay, let's get up on the steak, here we go. Oh, watch my fingers! Woo! Tasmanian devils feasting. Look at the carnage. This is unprecedented. I've never seen anything like this. Bones, tendons, skin, fur, everything is consumed by these animals. Wow, they're just motoring through. It's like piranhas at a kill. This is amazing. Listen to all the sounds that they're making, all that huffing, all that puffing. Look at how fast they are consuming the meat. They're primarily scavengers, but you can imagine what it would be like if these creatures were predatory. It would be quick business, that's for sure. A very gruesome, very bloody death. The sounds are just unreal. Watch out, got a leg bone flying here.
You got one behind you.
Whoa, whoa. I have to keep watching behind me. This is an opportunity for these animals. If there's a fallen carcass, they have to move in and eat before anything else gets to that food. And it's so intimidating to see those jaws at work, and the entire skull structure is so robust. All of those muscles that are capable of working the jaws to crush through the meat, the tendons, and the bones. Oh, I just got splashed with blood. Believe it or not, these devils eat every single day. They are always this hungry. Are you kidding me? It's just eating through the bone. Well, throughout my career, I have been witness to some amazing animal encounters, but I don't think anything can top being part of a feeding frenzy with Tasmanian devils. I'm Coyote Peterson. Be brave. Stay wild. We'll see you on the next adventure. I think it's time for us to go.